Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the third episode of Behind the Music, a feature podcast here at Radio Laurie, where I, your host, Abigail Heckbert, interview upcoming Canadian musicians and artists from across the country. Today's episode features Lyle Cam, a talented singer-songwriter right here from the KW area. All of his socials and music will be linked below, so go check it out and enjoy this new episode. Peace!
My name's Lyle Cam. I'm a singer, songwriter, producer, all that stuff. And I'm from Toronto and I go to university at the University of Waterloo, but I'm also balancing a music career where I make indie music, indie pop music. So if you like that kind of stuff, this is the right podcast for you.
So when did you start writing or making music?
I think I started first with writing music because, you know, I was too shy to sing in public because, you know, I thought my voice wasn't that good. Like I would sing in the basement and I would say, oh, this is terrible. So I kept practicing and practicing until I thought, like, I would record myself too and I would play back and I would slowly get used to my voice until I got to a point where I thought maybe I could do something with this. And, you know, from there I worked both on singing and songwriting.
So you said that you go to university at UW. Did you always know that singing/music was like your passion or kind of like your career goal in life?
I think I knew somewhere in the middle of high school. It wasn't really like an aha moment where I just knew, but kind of as I partook in more music related activities and events, I found that most of my joy came from doing those kinds of events and those live things more so than, you know, studies.
So what inspired you to make the music that you do?
That's a good question. I would say a lot of the initial push or a lot of the initial motivation I had was from artists that I heard at the time, such as Ed Sheeran, John Mayer, and there are a couple of oldies, but, you know, those aren't really relevant now. You know, just the idea of as a one person, you can do so much. You could be your own band. You could be your own act. And in a time where no one wanted to join my band, you know, that really gave me inspiration to go and, you know, just do it because the only thing stopping you is yourself. And then I think later on, as I listened and diversified my portfolio of artists that I would steal and listen to, I just picked up more things, you know, artists such as Lau, Jeremy Zucker, more recently Clinton Kane, and even Olivia Rodrigo with what she's been doing recently.
Do you have a creative process when writing a song?
Yes, there isn't one cheat sheet to write a song or make a song, but a lot of the times I'll initially have some melody that I'll randomly come up with when I'm walking down the street one day or I'm in the shower and it's catchy enough, I guess. I'll record it like immediately on my phone and sometimes I'll let it sit. Sometimes I'll jump right in and see what comes out. From there, I'll throw it on a session where I, you know, can add all these elements and essentially build it from the ground up where I'll start with guitar, piano, synths, and then any extra things, any special effects. But I've been trying to switch it up sometimes and start with a beat, for example, and then come up with lyrics or write a song completely on guitar first and then see what comes out switching to a sound session.
No, that's awesome. That's really good. I've really enjoyed hearing like people's different creative writing processes, especially with our last guest and even our first one. So it's really cool to see how diverse mm-hmm. people can be in their creative process. So your most recent single is called By the Way. Can you tell us a little bit about what it was like to write and what it's about?
I wrote By the Way over a year ago. So a lot of it's a little fuzzy, but from what I do remember, the gist of it was trying to go into the idea of two parties that are so proud in their respective sides that neither of them want to take the first step in reconciliation. So then they kind of just drift apart because both sides think something that may or may not be true of the other. That one was probably the easiest to produce, mainly because it just came to me. Like, that's how I do most of my songs.
I love that. It sounds like a good song. I mean, I did listen to a little bit of it, but I mostly listened to Unlove, which is your most popular song. And so would you like to tell us a little bit what that song is about as well and what it was like to write that one?
You know, I'm so happy that it got the attention it did because I knew, you know, as soon as I wrote it, that I had something special there. And that one was another song that for the most part just came out of me at a particularly emotional time. You know, I made a TikTok video, so I'm pretty sure if people came for that, they kind of know the story. But to backtrack on that, you know, I met somebody on my way out of class, and through a series of unfortunate events, it ended up in my rejection. So, you know, from that moment, I don't know why I took it as big as I did, but I did. So from there, when I went back to my dorm, you know, I was sad, and I picked up my guitar like I usually do. And I just played around, you know, with melodies in my head. And that first melody just randomly came into my head. And as soon as I sang it, you know, I knew I had something there, and I recorded it. And then I just kept seeing what I could come up with. And bit by bit, the song came out, and it was like, I had it all mostly done in 30 minutes, and the rest is history.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people can relate to that, to be honest. I know I did, but it's a beautiful song. It's very well written. I think the lyrics are quite beautiful. So I'm sure that you, when you saw it hit 1 million, 2 million streams, you were on Spotify, you were over the moon, am I right?
Yeah, for sure. I did not expect that, to be honest, but the fact that it happened is still surreal.
And you also mentioned you do have a presence on TikTok. So do you think that has an effect on the platform that you're kind of shaping for yourself, and how it can potentially open up your listenership to people who might not have ever come across your music?
Oh, 100%. I find that TikTok, like most people, when I first made a TikTok account, I was just thinking it's stupid. But the more I used it and the more how I saw it worked, I slowly changed my mind, and just the effect that it can have. Its outreach is incredible, and you can reach new audiences that would have never seen your stuff before. That just sold it for me, and I'm on there now.
Yeah, I totally know what you mean. Most people join it and they're just like, oh, like I'll just mess around. And then sometimes really cool and beautiful things can come out of it, especially like the attention to your music, which is really awesome. Kind of the unavoidable topic that we've all had to go through. How did COVID affect you as an artist? Do you think it prevented you from doing anything really cool, or did it open doors for you to be like creative and adventurous with your music?
Don't tell my manager this, but it's kind of been helpful in that it's forced me to focus more on the creative side of music, which is the side that honestly I like more, where I get more time to just experience the music that I'm making. At the end of the day, you know, like live events and photo shoots and stuff, I think the main priority for me is creating music and sharing my experiences and really develop my sound.
Yeah, absolutely. I think COVID made like a rut for kind of most artists where people felt stuck in the beginning. But after I've spoken to a couple of people, they all found that it kind of gave them their own little area to explore their own sound, as you mentioned, and their own music, and kind of really expand their creative bubble, which I think is a really good thing. I mean, it sucks that we all had to go through something so terrible.
Yeah, that's true.
But there's always something good. There's always a silver lining.
There's a silver lining, yes.
And you did mention that you got to do some performances, some live stuff. So what was that like for you? Did you have a favorite place to perform, or is there like something that you really loved about performing? Are you really looking forward to going back to it? What was that experience like for you?
Yeah, with performing or about performing, the biggest thing that I enjoy about it is just the energy, because, you know, when you're in a room with hundreds of people and they could feed off your energy and you feed off theirs, it just creates a positive environment that you can't really find in many places. And just being able to do that means so much to me. And that's initially why I got into doing music, because of that. But then I found interest also in the creative side of things, which, you know, I think it's just all pluses there. I do look forward to performing, but the thing about being a university student is there's studies. So it's kind of looking for that right balance such that I don't lose sight of either one.
Yeah, of course. That's really important. So would you think that maybe you would perform in places like coffee shops or like smaller venues, maybe around campus or like potentially on either one of the Waterloo campuses?
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to playing on campus like I would do pre-COVID. So it's been kind of bad that the world's been shut off during that time. Hopefully I'll be able to do actual shows in the future. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm sure that you will have an audience, because I know there's a lot of people, both on the internet and on Spotify, that have paid attention to music and really like it. I am one of those people. So I'm sure that you, come the fall, hopefully have a big enough audience to fill up a bigger venue than just a coffee shop. But speaking of touring and going places, if you could tour or open with any artist or band, who would it be and why?
I think it changed over time based on whoever I thought my sound sounded most like. And I think at this point, it's probably Lau, because I modeled a lot of my current sound based on what he's done, mainly because I love how he combines electronic and acoustic elements. And, you know, if I did open for him at Lau, if you're watching this right now, you know, I think we'd be a great fit because of how seamlessly our sounds transition into each other.
Yeah, absolutely. I can definitely hear a lot of similarities between both of your music, and I think that is totally awesome. So just to wrap up for today, is there any advice you would like to give to your fans or the people listening about pursuing their dreams?
Yes, this is a big thing that I've contemplated and I've thought about in regards even to my own music, and how in, you know, even in this day and age, kids all over the world are, you know, often pressured into pursuing something that they may not want to do because, you know, of pressures from external pressures such as their parents or what they think they should go into. And how I don't know if this is still as pervasive as it was, you know, when I was younger, but the idea that going into the arts is kind of forbidden because of the fact that it's so risky, and that there's so many artists, you know, particularly for me, or what I've heard for Asian American or Asian Canadian artists, that are often told to go into to be a doctor or to be a lawyer, and that they don't see many faces like us, so why would you be different? That kind of stuff. But that, you know, conversely, right now is such an exciting time because there's a lot of emerging artists and emerging talents that are coming up and showing the world that, you know, it's possible, you can do it. And there's one thing you take away from this, it's that you can do it, with an asterisk that you work hard, but you also work smart. Because, you know, if you just do one thing and you have tunnel vision on that one thing without thinking about the consequences or thinking about the reaction, you know, you may do well, but it might take a lot longer than if you played smart and you played the industry rather than letting them play you. Because at the end of the day, it's a business, and I hate to say that, but it's a business, and you want to play the business so that you can do what you love. Because at the end of the day, it's about doing what you love. And if you like the arts, do it. Go for it. You know, just believe in yourself and play smart.
Yes, I think that is awesome advice. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. So Lyle Cam, everybody.